From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 19th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Kathleen Farrell is retiring as superintendent of the Catskill Central School District effective December the 31st. The Board of Education unanimously accepted her resignation at a public meeting on Wednesday, November the 18th. Farrell was placed on administrative leave for unspecified personal reasons last month. On November 4th, the board hired Anne Marie Barkman as interim superintendent. On Wednesday, Board President Andrew Jones, reading from a prepared statement, extended the board's thanks for her contributions to the district and wished her well in retirement. No explanation was offered for Farrell's abrupt departure. She was hired by the district in 2005, and her most recent contract extension was approved by the board in March of 2014. Speaking to the paper late Wednesday, Farrell said she had, and I quote, "highly positive and warm memories of almost 11 years that I was fortunate to serve the Catskill School District as superintendent," end quote. She acknowledged the many changes in the district and the community during her tenure, but noted there were always three constants: a skilled staff, eager students, and a community that values and supports its school system. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that Tiffany Martin Hamilton has defeated William H. Hallenbach Jr. to become the city of Hudson's first woman to be elected mayor. Following the counting of absentee ballots on Wednesday, November the 18th, Hamilton received 860 out of less than 1,700 votes cast, winning by 27 votes. In an email to the paper, Hamilton thanked voters. She said, and I quote, "After a long campaign, I am eager now to shift into planning mode. In the coming weeks, I will be reaching out to Mayor Hallenbach and every department head to ensure a smooth transition," end quote. Hallenbach congratulated Hamilton on the win and thanked his family and friends who supported him while he served as mayor. In the Common Council President race, Claudia DiStefano won, receiving a total of 676 votes to opponent Tom DiPietro's 564 and Victor Mendolia's 399. Full disclosure, DiPietro and Mendolia are WGXC programmers. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings has submitted a new use and occupancy permit application for the New York Thruway section of its proposed pipeline. The company announced this on Wednesday, November the 18th. The application was submitted to the Thruway Authority. The Pilgrim proposal calls for shipping Bakken crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through a pipeline that would roughly follow the Thruway corridor. Gasoline, diesel, kerosene, and home heating oil would be returned to Albany via a parallel line. Approximately 80% of the New York State section of the pipeline would run along the Thruway corridor, passing through Greene and Ulster counties. Ulster County would have 40 miles of pipeline, while in Greene County there would be approximately 25 miles of pipeline running through the towns of New Baltimore, Coxsackie, Athens, and Catskill. The company estimates that 200,000 barrels of material would flow through the pipes in each direction every day. In a statement emailed to the media, George Boches, Pilgrim's Vice President of Development, said, and I quote, "We are excited to begin the formal process of obtaining permits in New York for construction of the Pilgrim Pipeline. This step begins a comprehensive process of review and public comment in New York," end quote. Jennifer Metzger, co-founder of the group Citizens for Local Power and also a member of the Rosendale Town Board, says the project seems to be out of touch with state and federal goals to develop alternative energy sources. Metzger said, and I quote, "In New York State, Governor Cuomo has rejected Port Ambrose natural gas project, and the trends have been to say no to new fossil fuel infrastructure," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Daily Freeman is reporting that Coxsackie has a new business with 95 new jobs. Ferguson Enterprises, the nation's largest wholesale distributor of residential and commercial plumbing supplies, opened a distribution facility in Coxsackie on November the 17th. The company built a 460,000 square foot warehouse in the Fountain Flats Business Park with $1.2 million in tax credits from the state. Ferguson is a large wholesale distributor of residential and commercial plumbing supplies, HVAC/R equipment, waterworks, and industrial products and services. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. In our final story, Roger Hannigan Gilson and Carrie Allen are reporting in the Register Star that two town supervisor races were decided on Tuesday, November the 17th, as the Columbia County Board of Elections began counting absentee ballots. Independence Party candidate Edward Nabozny defeated incumbent Republican Greenport supervisor John J. Pareka by 20 votes. Nabozny attributed his victory to, and I quote, "a lot of hard work, nuts and bolts, door to door," end quote, by his supporters on the Greenport Democratic Committee. During his campaign, Nabozny promised to address traffic issues, drainage and sewer issues, and also seek a greater share of the county's sales tax revenue for the town. Nabozny served as town supervisor from 2010 to 2011. He also served on the Hudson School Board for more than 15 years, from 1992 until 2007. Pareka said he was proud of his accomplishments in office, including keeping property tax low. He served two full terms beginning in 2012. In Chatham, Maria Lowell defeated incumbent supervisor Jesse DeGroote by 59 votes. Lowell ran on the conservative Chatham and Chatham Now lines. DeGroote ran unaffiliated. When he learned of the results, DeGroote said only, and I quote, "congratulations and good luck," end quote, to his opponent. Lowell could not be immediately reached for comment. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain, mainly after 9 a.m. The temperature high will be 62 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 100%. For Thursday night, rain, mainly before 9 p.m., then showers likely, mainly between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. The temperature low will be around 47 degrees for tonight, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 54 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 28. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 49 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 10 p.m., then scattered rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 34 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:51 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:30 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, November 19, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.